now have the third and last composition presented in this session. This is the Raag Multani that Rutuja will present, and it's going to be in a faster tempo and also very interesting beat that she will describe to you, the Aghat Chaura.
接下来我们要展示第三首，也是最后一首作品，它是这个最快的，也是非常有意思的一种节拍形式。
Please note that everyone sings at a different pitch. It depends on their bass note. So that's why we take time between compositions to switch the pitch.
请大家注意，每个人唱的音高都是不一样的，因为基于他们自己天生的音域，所以在每一首作品之间，我们都需要切换这个持续音的音高。
So I will be presenting an afternoon melody for Raag Multani, which is set to a 14-beat cycle.
我将唱的是一首关于下午的旋律，它的节拍周期是14拍。
So this composition
affected by what's going to happen at this point. The three of them together are going to present the Raag Bheda. Of course, I will adjust each other's pitch to meet the other pitch, and in deference to the senior singer, they will all sing at her pitch, and they are going to improvise collaboratively. They have not practiced this because you cannot practice an improvisation. Okay? So they're going to do it together, but they're going to improvise together.
接下来要进行的事情将会令我们非常激动，他们三个将一起来进行一项即兴，因为他们要一起唱，所以只能以其中一个人的这个音准为准，但是如果不能进行这种练习的话，是没有办法即兴。
Notice we're depending on apps on the iPad and the iPhone because you could not afford to bring the instrument players with you to the TV.
因为我们因为成本原因很难把这乐器带来，就是那个持续音的琴还有陶大鼓，所以现在只能够用手机上的软件来实现。
when you learn worldly and you teach, there are bound to be some change in the composition. This is what he has done it in one way. Now I am taking it in a slightly different way, the way I have done. But both are right. We learn to think and accept what are.
And we are seeing the different interpretations of the same composition.
all been witness to extremely momentous events.
Including myself and Rutuja. It is very, very, no young singer like Rutuja, and I'm sorry to others, I have to put it first. No young singer like Rutuja and myself get to sing with such a big singer. In our classical music, it is a huge thing, and I'm really, you know, I have goosebumps.
我们的传统时装像我们这样的年轻艺术家，能有机会跟这样的老艺术家同台演唱，非常荣幸的。我已经来到这边，如何去了解？他们这个，because Gail Pitch is much higher than mine. I think Kamal here, Rutuja is here, and Omkar is here, so they have to come right down to my pitch to sing with me, which means they are at a very great disadvantage. But they're doing it with a smile. So I'd like you to give them a hand.
因为他们两位的音域都比我高，所以他们唱在我的音域实际上是具有非常明显的劣势的，但是他们还是能做到这么好。
So the very last session of our program, we want to present three extremely different forms, which are not exactly in the... No, it is not right. I'm taking back what I said. The first two are not something you would normally hear in a classical concert. But because we're trying to show you the diversity of South Indian classical music, we're trying to show what also are the different kinds of music that feed into making this tradition. Rupicha is going to present a folk song from Rajasthan, right? Rupicha? Folk song from Rajasthan.
Yeah.
From the northwestern part of India. Omkar is going to present in the Kannada language, the South Indian language, a devotional composition. And we're going to conclude with Lalit Rao singing a tarana, which is a very unusual form. She'll talk about it before she sings. We begin with Rupicha singing the folk song, Tamana.
在我们这个节目的最后一部分，我将展示三种非常极其不同的东西。这些东西不是大家一般能在印度古典音乐的音乐会上听到的，但是为了展示我们传统的多样性，今天还是把它纳入了。那第一首是一个来自印度西北部拉贾斯坦的民歌，第二首是他用他的 Omkar 他自己的语言唱的一首关于重庆人的作品，而我们将最后用拉里唱的一首很特殊的形式的歌来结束，他在唱之前会再做介绍。
Thank you.
Going to, after that is now presented to us at Tarana. she will tell you what the tarana and present one.
A tarana is a composition where there are no words as such which have a meaning. There are syllables which are joined together, as you will see, and it is usually a fast composition. So I would like to dedicate this. We are all going to sing it together. And I would like to dedicate it to this wonderful experience that we had the last three, four days. The hospitality, the warmth, the affection, the kindness, and the way you have responded to trying to understand and to appreciate our music. So, and the tarana is a very happy thing. So it celebrates a happy communication between two cultures.
我知道大家都很不想接受，但是我不得不已经靠近了您音乐的节奏，这样它呢，它是一种非常快速的，也是表示非常快乐的这样一个作品。它最大的特征就是它不用任何有意义的歌词，而是只是用一些音节来表达这种在尤其是在交流的时候得到的快乐。所以我想把这个作品献给我们这几天以来的这种非常美好的体验，给大家所有对我们表现出的热情，对我们表现出的喜爱和善良，还有就是大家那样尽力的去努力理解我们的音乐。 I'm going to go to the next one. Thank you.